Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As we go into today's content, learn well, live well, and love well, I first want to read off a list of one-liners that we've all heard for years. They deal with the humdrum of life. Here we go. Same old, same old. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Nothing new under the sun. Do it again and again. Humming right along. Another day, another dollar. Tomorrow never comes. Don't hold your breath. Can't trust anyone. Pie crust promises. Where's the beef? By the way, that was a commercial. Never thought I'd see the day. It ain't gonna happen. In your wildest dreams. And on go the one-liners we've heard in a variety of ways. All seem to speak to an emptiness, dullness, boring repetition, and rather skeptical view of life. But life is not humdrum. Therefore, let's explore a full, exciting, fresh every day, and rather hopeful view of life. Will you join me? Well, I suppose almost every person on earth ponders in some way what life is all about. If life is such a conundrum, a kind of riddle, then it's understandable that many have so few answers. But why does life sometimes feel empty, dull, boringly repetitive, causing people to be rather skeptical? I believe solidly people all over the world long for a life that is full, exciting, fresh every day, and rather hopeful. From people in high positions of fame or leadership to those of us that fill the ranks of everyday citizens. Yet many people live a humdrum life. So what are the options? How do you embrace a rich approach each day? What can you do to leave the empty, dull, boring skepticism and launch into something full, exciting, fresh, and hopeful? Interestingly, this desire for something more rests on a three-prong approach to living, and every person has both capacity and opportunity to enjoy all three in any position of life. Every person can learn well, live well, and love well. Let's first of all start with learn well. Why are humans insatiably curious? Why do people poke their noses into things anyway? What makes them want to discover or change things up? And why do people sit and dream of better ways? Learning is something God invented and hardwired into the human design. It's a glorious characteristic that nurtures growth into better circumstances. A person can be a better person. The world can be a better community. Creation is a kind of playground for the human race to explore, enjoy, experiment with, protect, care for, and find hidden treasure in, and to say it differently, to learn. Still, a playground requires care, safety, responsible guidelines, and tools. The passion to learn well fills every facet of life, from better farming to game-changer inventions, from improved community systems to innovative tools. Then there's the exhilaration of medical improvements to literally save lives. Add to that creativity, providing for deficits in needs around the world like hunger, medicine, clean water, opportunity, education, freedom, etc. And what about enhanced ideas that open even more doors when you start to explore them? So much comes to us from the route of discovery. Most of us need a boost, a gentle push, to engage ideas for learning well as we go through each day. Nevertheless, the world is full of opportunities to learn well. Well, now let's go on to the second prong of our three-prong approach to life. Live well. How does a person live well? Interestingly, that's a question with many answers. Still, there are common principles that should be applied. We're going to look at four. The first of those principles is a quiet, good life. In a world that screams with activity, noise, and personal gain, it is rare to see a quiet life, a peaceful person. And it's the person who chooses a quiet life who often has a good life. It's an art, really. And it's not a reclusive existence, but more of a balanced life. You learn to mind your own business, yet be involved in action through helpful ways. Plus, if you work hard at what matters each day, then you skip much trouble and sidestep many entanglements. Then, when trouble comes along, the good, quiet life keeps inner peace and joy intact as you work to engage solutions. With resolve to trust God and rest in Him, you can navigate tangled issues. God knows how to restore balance in your inner life. All right, the second principle is provisions and enjoyment. Life is most enjoyable with adequate provisions for daily needs. This is true for you and for every person around our world. If you can help others and provide for them, it's fulfilling to prayerfully and joyfully find options to help. That's kind of what communities are all about. Simultaneously, I've noticed people who have learned to live with less, to know how to enjoy and provide more. And those who celebrate, even in small ways each day, find unexpected blessings and joys tucked in the most unsuspecting places. There are so many realities to celebrate: relationships, freedom, community, careers, education, and so much more. Just knowing Jesus is reason to celebrate. To live well means appreciating and providing provisions and celebrating even small things. Then the third principle is to avoid threat and danger. You know, it seems everywhere you turn, there's some kind of threat, loss, or energy-sucking issue. This provides the perfect training platform to trust Jesus. In a world filled with threats and danger, you can take up God's promises and practice His ways. Because He loves you deeply, He will see you through your difficulties. You get to choose faith or worry. Simultaneously, to actively make wise, careful decisions often avoids threat and danger. After all, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And then the fourth principle we want to look at is the right kind of dependent. Let's face it, no one can live life alone. In case you didn't know, you are not an island. Rather, you are a part of a community. Subsequently, you need others. But most of all, you need the Lord. And incidentally, in simple ways, you can be the right kind of dependent. Here are some helpful action steps to be dependent in a healthy way. Okay, number one, cease to be anxious. This takes practice. It takes creating the right kind of dependency in your life. Then, transfer your base dependency from others onto Christ. Then you can trust people when they have proven to be trustworthy. Another point is that you can live with credible patterns, and that takes care of a whole lot of things. Credible patterns. Then there's the issue of daily value of people and blessings. When you do that, it just makes the day look a little bit different. Plus, you can enjoy peace even in storms by looking to the Lord and His strength, seeking His face always and remembering the wonders he has done. And that is from Psalm 105, verses 4 and 5. And then the last point we want to look at is to trust God's promises. They are always yes. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that. God keeps every promise that he has made for the person who trusts him. So those are action steps to be truly dependent in a healthy way. Let's go through them real quickly again. Cease to be anxious, and that takes practice. Transfer base dependency from others to Christ. Trust people when they've proven trustworthy. Live with credible patterns. Daily value people and blessings. Enjoy peace, even in storms. And trust God's promises because they are always yes. So that's a list of action steps to help us to be dependent in healthy ways. Now let's look again back in review of the four principles that help us to live well. The first one, a quiet, good life. The second, provisions and enjoyment. Third, avoid threat and danger as much as possible. And fourth, having the right kind of dependent. Well, there's one more prong to our three-prong approach to life, and that is to love well. At the pinnacle of this content is the call to love well. Obviously, this takes thought and deliberate life choices. Love is the most powerful force ever. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, "Love never fails." And then verse 13 goes on to say, "These three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." God is the best lover, and he loves perfectly, unconditionally, and without preference. Do you remember the verse many children learn as they form their view of God? This is simply it. God is love. From 1 John 4:8. God is love. Actually, there's a part A to that verse, and that part has more rich content because it says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." So that's the full verse. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Subsequently, the person who claims to know God but does not love their family like God loves his family, their neighbor like Jesus commands to, even an enemy like Jesus commands, and basically all peoples of the world loving them as well, even though you may not know them, and even those who are not obeying God's ways. Well, the person who does not love in all those ways does not know God. Consequently, the logical question is this: do you know God? Do you love even people who are not living in obedience? Do you love your family, neighbors, enemies, people all over the world, even those who don't agree with you? To love well includes many facets. It includes God. It includes family, friends, community. It includes creation and nature. It includes peace on earth, love for peace on earth. It includes a love for freedom for all. It includes enemies. It includes people with different lifestyles and people with different skin color. Those are just a few. Since God wants you to love well, proactively reach back in relationship with him. If you do, then caring about others, the nations, and creation comes naturally. And by the way, that is the title of one of our Bible study books. Check it out in our bookstore. It's called Reach Back. Love helps everyone get through tough days. In essence, love means walking with someone through thick and thin, covering many developments with kindness and grace, even when it's not deserved. Sometimes love means bringing a level of accountability. While times will change, I guess we could ask this question. Is the world in a troubled state right now? Well, a definite yes to that. These are troubled times. Incidentally, Jesus told us ahead of time that this would happen in Matthew 24, verse 25. And he told us not to be alarmed, but instead we're supposed to do two things. One, keep watch, same chapter, Matthew 24, verse 42. And then the second thing is we're supposed to live ready. The verse is be on guard, be alert. And that's from Mark 13, verse 33. In other words, keep watch and live ready. What that really is saying is learn well, live well, and love well. Since Jesus is coming back, why not make each day count? Here are some application thoughts and questions. First, is your life humdrum? Do you feel empty, dull, bored, even skeptical? Second, do you believe God intends life to be full, exciting, fresh every day, and hopeful? Third, what are you doing each day to learn well? Learning continues all your life. Number four, list specific ways that you live well. And then five, list additional ways that you can love well. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media and do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or you can use our online player at the top of every article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.